You're listening to the Hamilton Today podcast from 900 CHML.
Lots of chatter about the healthcare system in Canada and what's been going on as we come out or learn to live with a global pandemic. We remember during the pandemic, everybody was pretty much universal in saying that, you know, obviously some changes need to be made. Jagmeet Singh, leader of the NDP today, coming out and chastising the Prime Minister, oddly enough, as he is supporting the government. Chastising Justin Trudeau, calling him to step up and to meet the provinces and talk about where we go and how we move forward in finding a solution to our highly coveted healthcare system, but one that is full of flaws. We saw that during a global pandemic. That being said, as a result of that, yesterday, I don't know, all of a sudden the feds announced that they're bringing back the chief nursing officer, which will oversee, this was a former position that is now being brought back to oversee the nursing industry and what is going on and hopefully try to come up with some solutions that go right the way across the country, as all provinces seem to be screaming about this. How is this being received, and what does it mean as far as helping our healthcare system? Let's bring in Dr. Claudette Holloway, President, Registered Nurses Association of Ontario, and with us now. Doctor, thank you for the time. I hope you're well.
Thank you. I am.
So your thoughts of bringing back the chief nursing officer, how is this going to help us in the problems that we're facing with the Canadian healthcare system?
Well, we're excited from RNAO to see that this position has been reinstated over 10 years. We need to have that nursing voice at the table. And Dr. Lee Chapman has a varied life and career in nursing, in acute care, in community care. And we need to have that representation, because you know that the nursing shortage has been in existence for some time. So we came into this pandemic 22,000 nurses short, and the pandemic only made it worse with our nurses being burnt out, not able to deliver the care that they want to and the care that Ontarians deserve. They're doing their best with the limited resources that they have. So we're very excited to see this come about.
Obviously, these problems, these issues, as you've said, that have been highlighted during a global pandemic, my goodness, our healthcare workers, we put them to, you know, through hell and back, trying to get us through this global pandemic. And I think it exposed a lot of flaws in the system that a lot of Canadians didn't realize that were there, and actually issues that have been there for 5, 10, 20, 30 years. This is just now culminating, all coming together with a global pandemic. You know, obviously the position of chief nursing officer was eliminated 10 years ago, but these issues even were there before that. So are you confident that this can actually mean change for nursing and the healthcare system?
Well, it demonstrates that the federal government has respect for Canadian nurses, that they're listening to us. And we would like to see the same thing in Ontario, where we're the only province that is dealing with Bill 124 that caps the wages of nursing professionals and other health professionals at 1%, where in, you know, the cost of living has gone so high. So we're very confident that Dr. Lee Chapman has the experience to bring that voice to the table. She has the experience. She can be connected through the chief nursing officer of the province, Dr. Belgi, who, again, you know, we need our politicians to listen to us, show us the respect. We need an urgent recruitment and retention strategy to attract nurses back to Ontario, allow them to earn a fair wage, and help them to stay in the province. We don't want them leaving to go across the border or in other provinces so they can earn a reasonable living. And nurses who are choosing to take that route for, say, agency nursing, they're trying to get some control over their work environment. So I believe that with the voices of our chief nursing officers, we can get that done and use the money that hospitals would use to try and salvage, you know, the challenges that they have with staffing, instead of paying that to profit organizations, invest that money into healthcare. And we also hope that the federal government will increase their funding to 35% to the provinces, but also make strings attached so that the premiers in the provinces will use that money targeted to the health human resource crisis that we're trying to address.
You know, you refer to Bill 124, and many in your organization will do this. We have to point out that this covers not just nurses, but everybody in the public sector, and was set up prior to the global pandemic when inflation was quite low, so that raises would not be going above inflation. Those contracts are not coming due. Are you concerned that this is getting lost in the provincial battle once again, as opposed to being addressed on the national level, where all the provinces are complaining, not just those in Ontario, all the provinces are complaining that we need some sort of fix? The status quo is not working anymore. Are you confident we can get the provinces and feds working together to actually move this forward, as opposed to getting caught in the politics of it all?
Well, I think in the case of Ontario, definitely, we're, as far as I know, we're the only province that has a Bill 124 that is capping the wages. And yes, it's not only nurses, it's other health professionals. And even physicians have joined our call to have...
It's other people in the public service as well. And it's the, like not just service. It's not just healthcare, it's everyone.
That's right. And RNO, we're advocating for nurses, but we fully understand that this affects other people. So we want to have, particularly with nurses being the backbone of the healthcare system, we really need, and we can see with the closing of emergency departments and intensive cares that have to shift people to other places, we really need to address the nursing shortage in Ontario, not only here, but across the provinces.
Claudette, I'm hearing the same thing that I was hearing prior to the pandemic, in the sense that, people firing off in all different directions and not coming together to find a solution. And I think Canadians are getting growing tired of that, because we want a solution to the problem. You know, we don't want to get involved in the politics or the day-to-day agenda of what various organizations are, whether it's teaching, whether it's education, whether it's healthcare or what have you. And again, I'll come back to this question. Are you confident that all of these organizations can put their own personal interests aside and actually come up with a solution here? The status quo is not working. And even what you're suggesting, Claudette, is just, again, more Band-Aid solutions. I mean, are we going to find something different here?
Well, I cannot speak for the other professions, but certainly RNO is willing to sit at the table with the Minister of Health here in Ontario, work with our Chief Nursing Officer of Canada to address. And we are not here for ourselves. We're here for nursing as a profession and for the healthcare that Canadians receive. So I would like to make that clear. But I understand that other professions also have the challenges, and, you know, we will certainly contribute whatever we can from RNAO to deal with the health. We're specializing in health, public health policy, healthy public policy. So we've already put some solutions in place. We know that we have nurses who are interested in moving from, say, registered nurse to nurse practitioners. We need funding from the Ontario government to do that. And if the federal can assist with that, that is even better. We know that enrollment for schools for nursing, that is increased. 35%, I believe it's gone up. So there is an interest in the profession. And even though we've heard, you know, the challenges, people are still interested because nurses care. And we have nurses who are retired, registered nurses, clinical nurse specialists, nurse practitioners who with incentives could be drawn back into the workplace to help mentor the internationally educated nurses, over 22,000 who are in the province and 14,000 who are registered nurses willing to come alongside. So RNAO has already put these solutions forward. We're willing to, you know, sit down and have that conversation, support in any way we can. But altogether, we need to look at healthcare for Ontarians. And healthcare, we know that it's not just hospitals. We know that hospitals is taking the biggest brunt, but we realize that there's healthcare needed in the community, public health also.
Dr. Claudette Holloway with us, President, Registered Nurses Association of Ontario, talking about tackling the healthcare issues and the addition of the Chief Nursing Officer. Doctor, thank you so much for the time and insight. Much appreciated. Be well.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.